go out at night. I need someone to tell me I'll be alright. I'm slipping in the darkness, slipping away, slipping from the reality that I've made. Tell me, where do the lights go out at night? Where do they go? Do they go? Where do the lights go? Where do they go? Do they go? Do they go? When I close my eyes, all I see is trying to forget all the bad news. I'm trying to find my way, I'm trying to find my way, I'm trying to find my way out of this place. The lights in my eyes are no longer bright.
About your song Lights?
Lights is actually a song that was pretty inspired by Fleetwood Mac. I was listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac at that point, and we actually overlook the entire city of Edmonton, which is pretty awesome. And I was writing this song in the middle of the night, and everything was extremely quiet, which we don't really get here very often. And I'm not sure, it was just a song that really just came out. It talks a lot about depression and going through rough times, but always finding that light at the end of the tunnel and being able to continue. It was just kind of a song that just honestly just came out very quickly. And I think it was just something that was just kind of in me and needed to come out.
When do each of you feel most in your elements personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love writing and recording. I find a lot of joy, and I feel also very settled in that environment. But also performing, I think, I don't know, what is it for you, Steph? For me, it's definitely in the studio, writing.
I'd say for me, writing definitely is my number one, but then I do love performing. I think I have a lot of fun on stage, and I think every show is different. Everything goes differently too. And I think I really enjoy kind of that roller coaster of not knowing if the sound is going to be great or if you're going to forget a lyric. It kind of keeps you on your toes, which I really like.
You have toured quite extensively across the country and abroad as well, and you've performed at the Canmore Folk Festival, Iceland's Winter Lights Festival, as well as recently at the Canadian Embassy in Paris. I'm sure you've made many amazing memories, but can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really special one?
I would probably say we actually played a tweener set at the Edmonton Folk Fest about 4 years ago, I think, and we were quite young, and we just released that record, If Not For You, and we had the opportunity to play Dear Marie in front of like 20,000 people, and I think that will forever be like one of the most amazing moments, because we love going to Edmonton Folk Fest. It's like one of our favorite festivals, and I think it was just amazing to see like everyone with their candles and just so many people listening to that one song, which really meant a lot to us.
I think my favorite highlight or my favorite show was last summer we played in Montreal for the Franco's Festival, and we just had this great stage and an awesome crowd of people, and it's a place we hadn't really played very much at all, and so it was very cool to have a warm welcome and actually have people in a place you've never played before. So that's my highlight.
You won the Edmonton Music Award for Alternative Recording of the Year in 2016, and as I mentioned, you're currently up for another. As well as performing extensively internationally, you've received great reviews, including being called one of Edmonton's hidden gem bands by CBC. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
That's a good question.
I think being recognized by our peers is a really huge compliment. Obviously, our local scene has a lot of influence on the music we make and the choices we make. And so I think those sort of prizes are great, and it's great to get together with everyone in Edmonton and sort of celebrate all the great music that's happening. So for me, that's a personal favorite.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Paul. I think that we are influenced a lot by our friends or musicians that are based in Edmonton, and we try to go out to a handful of shows here and there, and like we went to one last night, and it's just really fun to be inspired by your friends and your peers, and like the Edmonton Music Awards, I think that's what it's really about. It's about literally celebrating all the music coming out of our city and how vibrant it is, and being able to come together and really celebrate that.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
We've got another EP coming out, 5 songs in the fall. So we're just working on finalizing mixes for that. It's going to be a French EP. We recorded it out in Moncton, New Brunswick with some friends. We've got a couple of shows this summer around Alberta, and we're hoping to head to BC sometime in the fall as well.
And I read somewhere that you're going to be at the Calgary Stampede as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we'll be playing on the Coca-Cola stage on July 11th. It's a daytime show. I'm pretty sure we're on around noon. So we're really looking forward to that. We've never been to Stampede, but I've heard some fun things about it.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of upcoming performances and releases?
Yeah, definitely. Our website is www.postscriptmusic.com. And we always post our shows on Instagram and Facebook as well. So you can check that out.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Now I'm Gone. What can you tell me about that one?
That's a song that we wrote about someone getting out of a terrible relationship and just trying to let go of that and kind of doing their own thing and feeling a little bit more free.
Another very relatable song. Steph and Paul, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.